In this unit, we're looking at assessment and the kind of feedback you can give, and particularly feedback that you can give online. Receiving positive feedback is really important if you are considering how it's a strange thing, assessment, because on the one hand, it seems that it's going to provide some kind of final, positive, recognisable limit or a way of measuring the achievement of somebody's learning, and that's why we give certain kind of grades to work. And in a sense, that encourages a kind of feedback which says, "Well done, you've done this. You've achieved that, and let's see what you can do next." A sort of summative feedback, a feedback that measures somebody's work against a kind of level, an achievable level, which is identifiable and communicable to them, and towards which they can strive. But assessment is also about learning. It's about accompanying the student on their learning journey towards a certain kind of learning outcomes which are embedded in the course, as well as learning as a person. So if you take the view that assessment is something which underpins learning, so it doesn't just measure it, it actually identifies for a student what's important to strive for, what's important to develop so that it can be achieved, so you can see what your targets are and you can see when you've got there. If you see it that way, as something which is actually fundamentally embedded in the learning process, then you move beyond the idea of recognizing a kind of finite measurable achievement with a 56% or something, and well done, and not much comment needs to be put out there because they've achieved. And you move into a different sort of realm where what you're thinking of is assessment is about development. It's about the way in which feedback on somebody's learning helps them develop further. So it becomes a kind of dialogue between you, the assessor, the tutor, and the student. I think that online this kind of dialogue is more achievable, really, even than in person. It's possible to engage students in developmental tasks, whether they're wikis that they put together, whether they're adding knowledge and thoughts and dialogue into a kind of composite product, or whether they're working together and discussing something and producing something which isn't a wiki. Maybe it's a PowerPoint, and you're asked to produce that kind of PowerPoint on this course, where together as a team you discuss your learning and the issues to do with assessment and feedback and the problems and the achievements, and then you put a PowerPoint together, and that's your assessment. Or an individual piece of work where somebody researches, engages with a specific question, gathers the evidence, develops an argument and the evidence, and puts together a coherent kind of project which is then assessed. Whatever form the assessment takes, the feedback in each instance, I think, should be about development. It's about learning from what you just did so that next time you can do it even better, and so that you can embed what you've learned from this activity as a learner yourself, as somebody who's developing as a reflective person. It's not, in my view, about putting a lid on someone's learning. You've got this, you're 56%, that's what you are for life. It's about, you've got this, you need to do that. How can you move towards that? So feedback seems to me, whether it's about an individual's learning and the assessment process that measures that, or a group learning, they're putting together something like a wiki or a blog post or some kind of peer presentation. It's all about learning. It shouldn't just measure, it should encourage learning. It should enable learning. And one of the notions about feedback is the notion of feed forward, which actually means that in the way in which you make comments as a tutor on your students' learning, whether in a group or individual, you're making comments which suggest what they could do next, how they might develop. You're not putting a lid on, you're not limiting, you're not saying, okay, you've achieved this and that's the end of it. You're talking about them as developmental learners. You're suggesting what they might do next through the feedback. So feedback is an essential part of the learning process. And how can we do that kind of feedback when we're working with online learners who we might never meet? How can we engage in a dialogue with them as individuals or maybe as pairs and groups or however they're presenting this piece of work so that we can get them to think, I did it this way, I incorporated that piece of information, that kind of development, I achieved that particular task, and how does that task relate to the learning outcomes of this particular piece of work? And what can I do to make that better? And not just better because someone else is going to say that's better and now you're 62 and not a 56, but so that I really understand it more and so that I can actually believe that I'm contributing more and so that I can go away and use the skills, the knowledge, the attitudes or values or beliefs, those three bloom areas of learning outcomes in the future in my own work. So if we actually believe that assessment is a tool to enable students to learn and to identify their learning needs and to identify their learning outcomes and to kind of plan a kind of developmental journey through their learning, and that the feedback is geared both to the generalities of what you expect someone to have learned at that level, at that point, and to the individual development of that individual student so that they're getting some insight about what they're good at and what they need to improve to be better. If you believe that it is about a learning journey, then probably there's an issue to do with the language that we use in assessment so that it doesn't become a language of lids again, a language of a kind of finite measurement. Well done, you've done this, that's it. It's more a language of you've engaged with this. Could you look at that? How might you do this? A language which provokes thought. It's about questioning things, really. It's about entering into a dialogue. Could you do this? Could you do that? What about this? And about providing models of other people's work who've engaged this critical thinking, cognitive development, discussion, dialogue kind of level, where you can say, look, somebody here has engaged this way and they've developed that way and they've expressed it this way. Might you use that kind of model in your own work? So there's a kind of provocative questioning, an interrogative discourse that attaches to feedback, which is not about limiting what they said. Look, well done, you've got 62%, 59%, that's it, full stop, you know, as if there was a lid on it. But you did this, well done, how did you do that? How could you do this? How could you do this next? Somebody else says this, what might you do to deal with that? Let's look at this model. How might that engage with your work? So that you're encouraging critical thinking, you're provoking thought, you're provoking engagement and moving on. So that assessment and feedback then are not about lids and are not about a kind of a stuck achievement, you know, the way in which somebody is measurable. They're forever a 54% person. But make suggestions about development, whether that's for an individual or for a group, and measure it against the learning outcomes of the particular piece of learning which is being assessed. But it doesn't stop with that particular piece of learning. It's also about them as a person learning to do things better and learning to do them and reflecting on that learning. So feedback encouraging reflection on that learning. Asking those questions. What did you do? What could you do next? How do you know? Asking for evidence, asking for impact, and suggesting movements forward. Well, in terms of this particular unit on this course, I wonder what you think about it, what assessment does and about what feedback does in your own subject area and how you might enable your students through a kind of dialogue, maybe through modelling, maybe through, you know, engaging them about what they've done particularly and measured against some kind of more central standard. I mean, what do you do to enable them to learn from the assessment, to move on from the feedback so that they actually are learning better and more and they're more aware of it, so that they become more aware learners that move even beyond whatever module or course it is that you're doing with them, so they become reflective learners, active learners. What do you do in that respect? And part of the assessment on this particular unit is about that engagement, that assessment, that feedback, and the language that you use. So I've tried to model some of that. So I wonder when we do these posts to each other and you engage as a group on this unit, what you think and how useful that might have been. Thank you for listening. I hope you're engaged with it. Bye.